Last week, Katrina Kroulakis took to Instagram to share her story about a date she went on with Cawthorn 6 years ago. On that date, she said Cawthorn forcibly tried to kiss her. In the post, she writes, "I recall being so startled that as he tried to grab me and I attempted to pull away, my hair was pulled instead, and I got stuck in his chair. I had to yank out some of my hair just to free myself." Cawthorn shared his side of the story Saturday after a Back the Blue rally in Silva.
"I did try and kiss her, like, just very normal, just in a flirtatious way. But then as soon as I realized that if she didn't want to, I think she pulled back a little bit, the date was over."
Cawthorn explains during a text message campaign for undecided voters in the region earlier this year, someone responded they would never vote for him because of how he had treated their friend Katrina. That's when he reached out to Kroulakis.
"If she did feel unsafe, I feel bad. I'm glad that she did state that she doesn't feel like a victim. And so I don't really know what she was trying to insinuate that I was trying to do."
On Sunday, Kroulakis shared more details of the story in World, a Christian Asheville-based publication. Two more women, one who spoke anonymously because of her job in the Trump administration, shared similar stories about times when Cawthorn made unwanted advances. Cawthorn says it's important for men to get explicit verbal consent.
"I think it's come around as of, you know, probably the last half decade. It's really been showing itself. And I think that's very positive for our society, just because, you know, I feel like there's a lot of situations that probably made girls feel uncomfortable. And I think that was just kind of the culture that existed. So I'm glad that that's changing."
Cawthorn says that he thinks these stories are part of a political tactic by Democrats and questions why these allegations are being brought up now. In her Instagram post, Kroulakis says she's speaking out because in her experience, Cawthorn does not live by the Christian family values of his campaign. I'm Lily Knepp, BPR News.